Can you hear my voice, Mike?
Tonight.
The way the Sam is handsome.
Bum, 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 bum. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds.
Something, something.
Okay, I'm going to do the intro. We have to be witty.
Witty.
Witty and bantery.
Okay. Press start.
Welcome back, guys, to the Super Nerd Friends podcast. Today, I'm introing with my super radio dude voice, and here's the rub, boys. We're doing a tournament with three underrated games that we each picked. Well, six total. Three for Sam, three for me. And then by the end of the tournament, you guys will know an underrated game that you haven't ever played before. So let's get into it.
Round one.
Okay, Sam, my game is Fortnite for round one. What is your game that is going up against Fortnite?
Wait, hold on. You said underrated games. How is Fortnite an underrated game?
Well, here's the thing. The reason Fortnite's underrated is it's popular, but I don't think people realize how good it actually is for what it, for a free game. Okay. I don't think people realize it's technically underrated critically.
Yeah, I agree. I like Fortnite.
What is your game?
Mine is Ghost Runner.
Oh, man. I don't know if I've even played that.
It's that first-person 3D platformer where you're the future samurai with the sword. It's exactly what it sounds like, and it's so much fun.
Okay.
When you jump, it slows down time.
I was hoping I would have played the games that you picked.
Hey, you didn't specify
How are we
going
to come to this conclusion?
You haven't played any of the games I picked.
Oh, no. That
you didn't
work.
Specify in the rules.
Okay, guys, we're taking a little bit of a U-turn. Okay, well, so Ghost Runner, I've seen you play. I'm sure I've seen you play all these games. It looks good.
So the core mechanics, it's a first-person game where you only have a melee weapon. When you jump, you can slow down time, and you're a one-shot kill.
Okay, but is it better than Fortnite? Okay.
I think it's close. I think Fortnite technically and
let me ask you this
on what they've been able to do with it is really good, but Ghost Runner has more polished gameplay.
What have you put more hours into
Fortnite? But only
that's embarrassing,
only because Fortnite's been out for longer, because I've put so much time into Ghost Runner.
Okay, well, off the top of my head, I would say, dang it, I didn't want to vote against Fortnite, but yeah, I haven't played it, but I can tell that Ghost Runner is a good game. I can just tell because I've seen Sam play it a lot. I would vote for Ghost Runner. Which one would you vote for?
Yeah, I guess Ghost Runner.
Okay, it's more replayable. Well, I don't know if it's more replayable because Fortnite's an online game, but we're going with Ghost Runner.
Round two.
Okay, my second game is Mega Man, and when I say Mega Man, I don't mean the series. I mean Nintendo Entertainment System.
The first Mega Man.
Mega Man 1. The most underrated platformer shooter of all time.
That I was about to say Ghost Runner is basically a first-person like melee Mega Man.
Maybe they'll meet in the finale if it wins. What's your second game?
My second game is Transformers Devastation.
Oh, man. Okay.
Fantastic game, but definitely I can't act like it's better than Mega Man. That's insane. I mean, okay, so Transformers Devastation, it's a it's like a 3D platformer, beat-em-up shooter where you play as the Transformer. So there's also driving. But it's kind of a boss rush game. You just make it to each boss and you fight a giant robot at the end of each level. It's super challenging if you...
I mean, it kind of... Other than the lack of... Well, so you said there is platforming in it?
Not a lot, but there is.
Because Mega Man... So what makes Mega Man
it
so good...
It has just as much platforming as Mega Man, because Mega Man doesn't...
What makes Mega Man so good is the levels are built in a way that if you know the patterns of the enemies and you memorize the layout, you can just speed through it. So it makes it very replayable in the way that your first playthrough is going to be really, really hard. Like, Mega Man is notoriously hard. But especially for an old game, the level design and the simple gameplay that accompanies it, it just makes it so fun and replayable. Yeah, I've seen you play Transformers.
When you get into like a flow on Mega Man, it's super fun.
Exactly. I would say Mega Man beats Transformers. That's what I would say.
I would too, but I didn't know we were going with underrated games, Mega Man and Fortnite.
Well, Mega Man, it has a cult following, but the, you know. Either way, Mega Man wins. We're moving on. Congrats to Mega Man.
Round three.
Okay, my third game might not seem underrated, just like Fortnite, but my third game is Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
You picked, like, three incredibly popular, famous games as your underrated games.
I think Arkham Knight is underrated, even though it's critically acclaimed, it's sold very well. I think it's underrated because it still doesn't get the props it deserves. Batman Arkham Knight, I think technically and, like, critically, based on, like, all the criteria of what makes a good game, I think, really, the Batman games in general, but Arkham Knight specifically might be just the best well-rounded game ever. Like, it actually might be. Like, as far as sound design, gameplay, like, story, graphics, everything goes so well, and I don't think people give it the props it deserves. So, wait, oh, crap, we didn't even see your game. What's your game?
Flappy Bird?
Okay.
No, not really. Not really. My third game is Ahead in Time, which is fantastic.
Oh, it's not Flappy Bird? No. Oh, crap, I wasn't listening. Out? I did. Oh, wait, my. So it's Ahead in Time. Okay. I'm glad you picked an actually underrated game. Okay.
Yeah, Ahead in Time, it's a 3D platformer. It's kind of... It's basically a Mario game, but you can change your powers on the fly by changing your hat. And, yeah, it's fantastic. I can't say it's better than Arkham Knight, because I was picking...
Okay, would you say it was better than Mega Man, just so I know where you place it? Because I haven't played this. I've seen it, I mean, and it looks cool, but...
Yes, I would, but...
You say it was better than Mega Man?
Yeah, but not...
But it's close?
Disrespect to Mega Man.
I mean, I think we both agree that Arkham Knight still wins.
Round four!
Okay, so my fourth game is a well-known one, but I still think it's underrated, just like most of my picks, and that would be Crash Bandicoot. The PlayStation 1 game, it was Sony's response to Mario and Sonic, and I think they did a bang-up job. Like, it doesn't hold up that well. Well, I mean, it does, but it holds up less well than the others, I would just say. But it still is good, and I think it's very underrated. And they've even tried to make a comeback with the series. And I think if people would just realize the potential that this franchise has, it wouldn't be underrated anymore. But what's your fourth game, Sam?
My fourth game is Toy Story 3, the video game, which I didn't come up with because I couldn't think of something.
yeah, I picked that game for Sam, but it's underrated, and we both like it. It is underrated. I don't know if many people have even played that game, but, like... So it was actually made by the people who made the Disney Infinity games.
Yeah, it plays like Disney Infinity, but you don't you don't have to buy the levels separately.
You get to actually play a full game for $60 instead of buying a bunch of action figures just to get content. So.
Now, we still did buy all those Disney Infinity figures, but...
Yeah, that's just besides the point.
It's one of those licensed games that's unreasonably good for what it is. Like, it shouldn't be as good as it is.
Yeah, there's not many good licensed games, but that is a rare example.
There's a story mode where you go through levels based on the movie, and then there's a free roam mode. It's called like the Toy Box or something. That's what we always played, and it's so much fun.
I'm kind of leaning towards Toy Story, believe it or not.
I'm definitely leaning towards
Toy Story. And I love Crash Bandicoot.
I love Crash, but the Toy Story 3, the video game, the PlayStation 3 version... Not a lot of people know about it. Not a lot of people have played it. Do yourself a favor. Go play it. It's so much fun.
An unlikely winner in Toy Story 3.
Semifinals, round one.
I'm pretty excited about this one because Ghost Runner really is. It's kind of a modern Mega Man. It's so hard. I would say it is on the same level of difficulty as Mega Man.
We didn't even establish what the games we needed to say. This is Ghost Runner versus Mega Man. You just started... talking, Sam. We might be able to keep that in. I don't know.
Let's keep going.
Okay, so the games for this round are Ghost Runner and Mega Man. Sam, your thoughts?
I had said my thoughts, and you
said
it
again.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember what I said. I'm really excited about this one, guys, because Ghost Runner really is just a yep, 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 yep.
Okay, so this round is Ghost Runner versus Mega Man. I think this is too close to call, so I'm just going to pick my gut feeling, which is Mega Man. Sam, what is your thoughts?
I would pick Ghost Runner. Mega Man's iconic, and I do think it's great, but I still would pick Ghost Runner.
We're at a standstill. What do you say rock, paper, scissors for it?
I mean, yeah, we can, but we're also going to have to add noises to correspond with the things, because otherwise they're not going to know.
Okay, here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh!
Okay, Sam won. Dad, blame it. I cannot believe Ghost Runner is in the finals. Okay.
Semi-final round, two.
Wait, what were the winners of the first two? Or,
Arkham Knight, and what was...
Oh, Toy Story 3.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm voting Toy Story 3, the video game, actually. I want it to go all the way.
So this round is Batman Arkham Knight versus Toy Story 3, an unlikely matchup, and it's sad how one-sided it is, not gonna lie.
I know. Arkham Knight did its best, okay, honestly, but Toy Story 3, the video game, is too good.
No, I think we can both agree. Arkham Knight's one of the greatest games ever. Even if Toy Story 3 is an underrated game, Arkham Knight's one of the greatest games ever.
I honestly am leading more towards Toy Story 3.
I'm not letting that happen. Arkham Knight wins no matter what
Sam
says. I think
we're
going
to have to rock, paper, scissors for it again.
No. No, Arkham Knight wins.
I think we will, because it's only fair. Rock, paper, scissors.
Shoot.
Dang it!
Oh, I won! Okay!
Final round!
Okay, the final round. Batman Arkham Knight versus Ghost Runner. What is it, 2049? Is that...
It's just called Ghost Runner, I think.
I'm thinking of Blade Runner.
So that's Ghost, a movie!
Yeah, but it sounds better, doesn't it? Ghost Runner 2049? Anyway, Arkham Knight versus Ghost Runner. This is for the greatest underrated game of all time that people are going to play right after they listen to this. This is a serious decision, Sam. What do we say?
I want to go back to Toy Story 3.
Okay, no. Obviously, Arkham Knight's better. I'm sorry, but it just is. There's not really a competition here.
Yes, obviously Arkham Knight is better, but so are it's we not decide? Exactly fair, because that's not an underrated
yes,
game.
Yes, it is. It's underrated in the sense
that's
that...
It's a critically acclaimed, but high-selling game.
People don't realize it, okay? If you talk to the random Joe, they wouldn't say, oh, I love Batman Arkham Knight. They would be like, oh, yeah, I bought that and played it. That's all they would say, but they need to love it. I want the world to love
guys,
this game.
The underrated unknown game winner is Batman Arkham Knight, because that makes sense.
Batman Arkham Knight!
Now talk like, do a monologue as Batman. Come on, do something! Do something!
Yes, this one is not going well.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of the podcast.
Underrated games! You picked four of the most famous games ever
made. But they're
made.
Underrated, just because they're well-known. Well-known makes them better, because people actually know what we're talking about. Things should be well-known for the wrong reasons.
You really didn't plan this one out.
Okay, I'm walking out.